If you'd like to, you can turn to James. And I'm just going to look at one verse and have a short exhortation. I'll read the chapter. And we'll be looking at verses 5 through 8, actually. It's the book of James. James chapter 1. Second to turn here. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes of the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all, without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls, and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I'll end there. I wanted to look at mainly verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all, without reproach, and it will be given him. And there are many times in the Christian life, or in life, where we are in perplexing circumstances, and we don't know what to make of a situation, where there's some decision that we have to make, and we don't know what to do, frankly. And God gives a promise that if we lack wisdom, if we ask God, he will generously give. And without reproach, we not be chided for having to come to the Lord to ask him and to admit that we don't know. We often are put in circumstances that are big for us, and where we lack the wisdom to know how to proceed or how to make sense of something. And God, in his word, gives the promise that when we are in that circumstance and we lack wisdom, when we ask him, he promises to give generously. But it says that we have to ask in faith. We have to go to the Lord believing that he is in control of our lives in that circumstance, and that he will give the wisdom that we are seeking. It's Solomon, when he became king of Israel, he saw the task that was before him. And he looked out at Israel, and they were a people that could not be numbered. And he felt overwhelmed with the position that God had called him to. And the Lord came to him in a dream and said, Solomon, ask anything that you wish, and it will be given to you. And he asked for wisdom. He asked for understanding so that he could rule the nation of Israel rightly. And the Lord was pleased with him, and he gave him not only the wisdom, the understanding to rule the nation, but he also said, I'll give you riches and honor as well, because I'm pleased with your request. And Solomon's God is our God as well. And if he gave him the wisdom to rule a kingdom, then how much more will he give us the wisdom that we need for our circumstances that we find ourselves in? So when we lack wisdom, we can be sure that we may go to the Lord and ask him. And when we ask in faith, that he will give generously to us.